praising the Lord.
Hello, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
That's right, brothers and sisters. Prayer certainly changes everything. Not something. Prayer changes everything. Amen. And once you understand that prayer changes everything, amen, that you'll be always able and ready to stand in what God has you to stand in need of. Praise be to God. So, when you learn the secret of prayer, when you learn and understand the secret of prayer, you will understand that you are unstoppable. You are unbeatable. Praise be to God. You are. That's right. Hey, y'all, excuse me just a minute. Okay, y'all had to run and take care of some business right quick. Amen. But we're back, and we just thank and praise God for you, you and you that have tuned in on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're certainly going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And we know that God is able. He's worthy of all the praise. So, again, we were just telling you about Brother Darrell Hobdy. Amen. Want to keep him in prayer. Please, by all means, keep him in your prayers. Please keep him in your prayers and believing that God is going to raise him up. Amen. That's what it's all about. Standing in agreement with God's word, knowing that it's already done in Jesus' name. So, amen. Going to give my beautiful wife a chance to come on in and sit down. And we want to get ready to share a opening scripture with you. Amen. Share an opening scripture with you. And we just thank and praise God for her joining us as always. Hold on just a second. Let me get your mic on. All right. Go right ahead. I think I got you now.
Amen. Coming out of the book of St. John, the first chapter,
mm-hmm.
beginning at the first verse, and it reads as this. In the beginning was the Word,
uh-huh.
and the Word was with God, mm-hmm. and the Word was God. Uh-huh. Amen. We just thank you today, God, reminding us. Hallelujah. Glory to God of your word.
Oh, yeah.
We just thank you, Lord, for a blessed Saturday morning. Praise the Lord. We're just so grateful and thankful. We don't take you for granted for 1 second, for you know it's your mercy and your grace that allotted us here today. And we're so thankful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I just bless you, God, because you are my everything. You're my my getting up, my laying down. Oh, God, I thank you today because there's no one greater than you. Lord, I will continue to lift you up on high, but you deserve all the glory and the praises. Hallelujah. It belongs to you. Oh, God, we continue to just bless God's people, those that are going through sickness and illness, those that don't know you in the part of their sin. God, we just pray for those that say they know you, Lord, and yet battling secret sins. We're praying, God, that you will help them, glory to God, and that you will deliver them from everything that's not like you. In the name of Jesus, help us all, God, for we all stand in the need of you each and every day.
Yes.
We may not be in sin, but we're doing something that's not glorifying you. Glory to God. Amen. We have to love one another like you said in your word. Amen. We can't have aught in our heart against our brothers and sisters and yet say we are children of the Most High God. God,
yes.
We thank you today. We magnify you today. And God, continue to help us in all that we do or say, God. Let it bring glory to you forever and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And we thank and praise God for you, you, and you that have joined us again. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Lady Townsend, let me just keep on talking while I'm doing something over here.
Yes. And like I said, we got to continue to, you know, whatever we do, we want to bring glory to him. Amen. We want to bring glory to him. Amen. We want our children to see the God that's in us. Praise God. And want the God that's in us. Mm-hmm. Amen. If we're living in a way that the children and the people around you can't see God in you, amen, you're going to have blood on your hand.
That's right.
Amen. You're going to have a lot of blood on your hand. You don't want that. So ask God to totally set you free from the things that you're secretly battling. And it's really not a secret, because the one that is spiritually discerned, knowing that something is not right, praise God. And most of all, God knows. And that's the real reason why we must come clean and get delivered. Praise the Lord.
Keep on.
Because deliverance is ours, Bishop. It's for the children. Amen. Healing is for us. Amen. Everything God done is for us. And I thank him today. Amen. That all of these things that we stand in need of, we can go to him. Amen. He has the answer. Amen. For everything. And that's what blesses me today. That's why I can go on day by day knowing that God, regardless of what we face in that day, God is available. And not only is he available, he's willing, hallelujah, to come to the rescue of his children. Praise God. Some have strayed away. We just encourage you to come on back home. Amen. Come on back home. Glory to God. And we just thank God today that we can continue to bless him and bless him and continue to lift him up today. And I'm just so encouraged to know, amen, that God has made a way for us already. Praise God. The many times we're waiting on God to move, he's mm-hmm. moved already.
That's right. The Lord has already moved. Amen. And he's continually moving in our society on a day-to-day basis. And when you understand that, amen, you're not easily stalemated by what the enemy's trying to do. Yes. You're not afraid of what the enemy's trying to do. You're standing in agreement with what God's word said.
That's right.
Amen. That we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Praise be to God. And that's the way I feel about it. I feel that we as believers are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And we've got to understand that, because what's going on right now, until you understand the power of words, until you really understand the power of words, words have helped to shape this world. Let me help you to understand something. No pastor could have a congregation without his ability to properly understand or direct words. Words are very influential in the minds of people. As a matter of fact, the witches and the warlocks understood it so, until when we came to this blessed country called America, the druid witches understood it, and many of the warlocks of old understood it, the alchemists and all of the people that were in the sublime dark arts and all of these things understood it. Solomon understood it. The power of words are very influential. As a matter of fact, I shared this once before, and I think I'll share it again with God's people, that the very first thing that people teach you is your ABCs. And the reason why they teach you your ABCs, so that you can, from a vibrational standpoint, learn how to put together words. And words are very powerful depending upon the vibration that emanates from those words. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's the reason why, you know, when we were kids, we were taught sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. Brothers and sisters, throughout your Bible, everything that was spoken by words. As a matter of fact, the Bible says God didn't say in his thought process, he did not say, think, let there be light. The Bible says that God spoke and said, let there be light. That was an audible word that went out into the etheric octave. It went out into the eternal, went out into eternity. And when he spoke that word out into eternity, Sigmund Freud and the rest of the philosophers of their time, and Carl Jung and all of them, tried to say, well, we came about by a big bang. Mm-hmm. Okay. But the truth of the matter is, we came out more from just a big bang.
Make it plain now.
We came out from more than just a big bang. We came out from something of God's spoken word. And when we came out from God's spoken word, then the worlds began to be shaped and to be framed.
Yes.
And as those words were shaped and they were framed, then solar systems came into being. And as the solar systems and everything came into being, then worlds began to shape.
Well,
planets wormholes, vortexes, all of these things came about because of the spoken word of God. And then, not only did that happen, then he turned around and created us in his image and likeness as well.
Come on now.
And because he created us in his image and likeness, then he turned around and said these words, even after man sinned in the garden. Listen to this carefully. He said, the man has become as one of us, discerning good from evil. The same words that emanate from your life or your mouth that are sent out to bless people, many people will take those same words. That's the reason why, even in this country, I don't know if they do this in all countries, but the very first thing that they teach you, and they call it this, is S-P-E-L-L-I-N-G. The witches and warlocks understand that more than what you do. Look how y'all getting quiet on me. The witches and warlocks understand the importance of spelling. Now, in your little minute mind, you're just thinking that I'm compounding a bunch of vowels and syllables together, but they understood a greater concept than you and I understand today.
Come on.
Jesus understood that words can be used or good for evil. That's the reason why Jesus let us hear through the mouth of David when David said, let the words of my, he didn't say the thoughts of my mind.
Come on now.
Let the word, David, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Because words are very powerful.
Very.
Words are very powerful. They very powerful. And the words that you are speaking, if they're not lining up with God's word, then you're not going to see the desired results. So they taught your children about casting spells at early ages. And then, to cloak it even a little better, you start learning how to print. And then after you went from printing, they began to incorporate something else that you weren't aware of. Because when you want to speak hurt on somebody, Jesus said it this way. He said, in past times, you've heard an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I've told you now, bless them, watch this, that curse you.
See it now.
Ain't it funny that when you start learning how to operate in school, they done teach, they done taught you to go from printing to cursive. Look how y'all getting educated. Look how things are opening up to you from a broader spectrum. Now, they called it cursive because there's something of a diabolical nature when you're operating in stuff that you don't know what you're operating in. And many people have given themselves over to sorcery and witchcraft and all type of diabolical things, and they don't even know what they've done.
Operating it. Yeah, they do. Some of them.
You think they do?
Well, some of them go in it blind, you know, sided, but most of them know what they're doing. They're sent on assignment to disrupt. Bishop, that spirit is so. But, you know, some have went in, you know, just unknowingly. But God won't let you stay stupid.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He'll bring it to your attention, or he'll send somebody there to speak in that situation about it.
Yes. Well, one of the things about it is that's the reason why the words that come from our mouth must line up with the word of God. I'm not telling you to deny sickness, but I'm telling you that the words that come from your mouth will have a profound impact on what happens to you. Why do you think the Bible does not tell us to let the weak say that I'm weak?
Yes, the weak say that I'm strong.
He said, let the weak say that I am weak. No.
No.
No, no. Because once you let the words come out of your mouth, the vibrational factor, because it's not the words, it's the vibration associated with the words.
Come on now, break it down.
Let me say that again. It's not the word, but it's the vibration associated with the word.
Yes.
Amen. You can say I'm a millionaire till you turn blue in the face, but if there's no vibrational emotion with it,
my God,
it means nothing. If you listen, you can say, and this is to every believer out there, you can say, by his stripes I'm healed. But Jesus said, so that you get a greater concept as to what he's saying, when you pray,
believe.
Let the vibrational concept of knowing that it's already done existing in the earth realm as well as the spiritual realm. When God spoke it, he spoke it from a spiritual perspective, and it began to manifest in the physical perspective. The moment that he said, it is done.
It is.
The moment that he said, let there be, it was done.
Woo.
So that man could comprehend time, so that man could comprehend eternity from a greater perspective, then the world starts to. So now scientists began to analyze, and once they began to analyze, they put together time frames and said, well, the earth was brought about in so many billions of years, and that might be true and it might not. But we know one thing. The Big Bang that they're talking about was God breaking himself down so that everything could come into existence.
Big Bang.
The Big Bang that they speak about is that nothing existed but pure light. Nothing. But pure, holy light.
My God, my God.
And the only essence that could stay in the presence of that holy light was that which God created, his holy angels.
Yes.
They were the only ones that could exist. His son, Jesus Christ, the Shekinah glory, the Holy Ghost, and the angelical host. They were the only one that could stay in his presence like that. Why do you think he told Moses, he said, no man can see my face and live, because the face of who I am is all holy. It's all righteous. It's all pure. But I'll let you see my behind.
Yeah. Oh, my say.
Yeah. I'll let you see my rooter tooter, but I'm not going to let you see my face, because no man can see my face and live.
And
that's
live.
How holy.
My God, my God. And Bishop, that just let you know that there's no way you can be. He's saying you can't be and look at him and live.
That's what he said.
That's so powerful.
That's what he said.
Jesus.
But when you understand that, now you want a closer walk with the Lord.
Don't you?
Yeah, you want a closer walk with him. But getting back to these words, and so now our children are learning how to cast spells, and they're learning how to put curses and this and the other on people, because this is what the world is shaping them for. We want to talk today about we're losing a generation of our children.
Jesus.
To curses and spells.
Jesus.
And most of these curses and spells are coming right way of social media. There is an onslaught of perversion that has infiltrated. And this, and God knows it's the truth. There was a time where women that were 300, 400, and 500 pounds that were ashamed to show their bodies.
200 pounds.
Now the enemy has brought perversion in such a way till they're getting naked in front of screens and in front of cameras.
And everybody's there as it's nothing. And so many of them encourage her to go on. Look at your girl. Go ahead with your bad
self.
And that just feed into that.
Telling them be proud of the skin you're in without telling them that they're killing themselves.
Jesus,
with the unhealthy lifestyles. And so now social media is coming up with all type of ways for folks to make money, and these mukbangs where they sit down and eat all these highly unsaturated fat foods, and they sit there and they eat and they burp and they eat. And so social media has brought such a perversion. And the sad part about it is we, the church, have begun to swallow it up also.
And we are a participant in it. And the Bible talk about gluttonies and all of that. And they sit there and eat. I just looking at last week, it was one, I didn't never follow her or see her. But, I did see one time 3 years ago, it was a lady was eating unhealthy pancakes and sausages and bacon.
Yes.
I mean, it was packed up to the, oh, my God.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Then the other day I saw that she had passed. And I said, no wonder, because you're putting all that filth in there.
Yes.
You know, the check might look good. But it's somebody else going to be spending the check, because that devil has trapped you in believing, you know, that this is okay.
That's
and it's
right.
not okay. All money is not good money. And God is telling his people to know the difference. So when he bless, it's going to prosper. But when the devil blesses, it's to cut you off. Make it short.
What does the Bible say? What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? And so now perversion is up there. So now it's sad to see. But you know what? Women have reduced themselves to nothing but pieces of meat for the sake of social media. It's a sad day. Everybody, older women, old enough to be people's grandmamas, up there talking about what they'll do to a man. And I'm talking about some of them in their 70s and 80s. Talking about sexually perverted things. These are the times. Can you not discern that we're in the end times now?
End times.
And yet, we're just acting along like that. I was talking to a preacher this morning. I stopped by the gas station, and I was talking to a preacher this morning. And I told him, you know what? We're losing our generation for the lack of regeneration in the body of Christ. Every man has sought God on his own principles and terms, and yet we're not looking for the generation behind us and how we're investing in them. And so it saddens me. The little babies are now twerking and shaking. Then that's not good enough. Everybody now is fixated that, especially our women, that they've got to have a big chest and a big behind. And if you don't have that, then something is wrong.
Yes, Lord.
And so now even the people that's skinny as a greyhounds, they're going around buying extra appendages or suits that they put on to make it seem as though they have big behinds and big chests and everything for the appearance of people. Nobody is appreciative, you know, because we tell people, you know, love the skin you're in. But then again, people are going to the doctors getting boob jobs, bigger breasts. And then some of them are getting smaller breasts. And then some of them are getting injections and Botox and all of this stuff. Yet we're telling people, be pleased with who you are. And yet we're supporting the people saying, go ahead on.
Amen. And then there's some that go on to get the fat taken from one area, putting it in, like you said, the behinds and the different places.
That's right.
It's so sad that we have, you know.
That's right.
Don't want to do the real work. Get out there and exercise or eat right or discipline
that's right.
yourselves.
That is
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And that's what's going to help us. But regardless of that, Bishop, our world is just at a stage where the Bible said in the last days, these things will happen. And we've never seen so much.
That's right. Amen. And it's time for us as believers to understand where we are. But more importantly, we have to be willing to sound an alarm
yes.
within the infrastructure of the body of Christ so that we can come back to that place that God has brought us to. Amen. We are our brothers and sisters keeper. And being our brothers and sisters keeper means that, you know what, we have got to start to empower even our children, because it's a sad day again, Lady Townsend, when the children are being taken prey of. I mean, it's one thing when you've got predators out on the street. You got people out there that, you know what, we have to tell our children constantly that, you know what, don't talk to strangers and don't do this and don't do that. Be careful when you go here and just don't be so nonchalant and this, that, and the other. But now it has gotten to the place, and with much regret, I say this. It is bad that we can't send our children to church and they're being molested and raped and taken advantage of physically and sexually at church. It's a bad day.
Yes, Lord.
And while we're talking about everything the devil is doing, and yet we don't want to talk about what we're doing to stop the devil, because that don't bring good tithes and offering talking about little children being molested. That don't bring good tithes and offering talking about, amen, that homosexuality is still running rampant in the church and lesbianism and sorcery and witchcraft. That doesn't bring. But if I talk about living your best days now and God's about to bless you to get out of the ghetto into the ghetto, all of that now works as a catalyst to dig into the people's pockets that much deeper. But while we're digging into their pockets, our children are being taken advantage of. Because it's a sad day that we're putting phones in our little 3- and 4-year-old hands. Look how y'all getting quiet on me again.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
A sad day that we're putting phones in their hands when there should be a book in their hand.
And
well, that's just a learning tool, Bishop Townsend. You know that. Well, you know what? You know what my learning tool was? Sesame Street, the electric company. Those were my learning tools, and now your children are getting so slick until they know how to go past. While you think they're watching Barney, while you think that they're watching Cocomelon, they done learned how to go on some other site.
Amen. And Bishop, not only that, they have now the little dolls now with the you know, what you call it, transgender.
I have no, I've never seen it.
And
yet.
They, it's supposed to be a lady, I mean, a girl, and it got a penis. And I said, Lord, we living in that time. It just, oh, God, it just sickening.
Well, again, while you're trying to be Holy Ghost millionaires and billionaires, we're losing our generation. Genocide is happening right around us all the time. See, they ain't got to just shoot you down like a dog. And in many cases, that is happening, too. They're being shot down like dogs. But genocide is a killing of the mind. If you kill the mind, the rest of the body gonna die.
Come on now.
Yeah, did I say that too fast? If you kill the mind, the rest of the body will eventually die.
It will eventually.
There have been people that have been given death sentences, but they refuse to die. They refuse to give up. And even when all the odds were against them, they defied the very terminology of medical science, and the doctors had to say, we don't understand this. This is a miracle.
Miracle.
Because they refused to give up. But now, on the other hand, if somebody can ingest, listen to this carefully, that's why I said words are powerful, and you have to understand the power of words and how to properly use them, because they shape your destiny. They shape your world. I didn't say the words of pastor. I didn't say the words of apostle. I didn't say the words of bishop. I said the words that you say to yourself will shape your destiny. When I was a kid, the doctors told my mother I would not live to be 18. And I watched my mama cry. I've told you this story over and over again, and I would not deviate from it. The doctors told my mother that, ma'am, your son is not going to live. He's going to be, as a matter of fact, he's going to be totally blind before he gets 18, and he won't live to get 18. And my mother came out of that doctor's office just crying and crying, and I can't remember how old I was, but I was very young. And I said, Mama, what are you crying for? And she said, baby, the doctor said, you're not going to live. The doctor said you're going to die before you're 18, and I won't be able to see my son grow up. And that. Now, because she didn't know the Lord back then.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't know anything about holiness. She didn't know anything about righteousness. But you know what? Neither did I. But something inside of me, being made in the image and likeness of the Almighty God, even as a child, came up on the inside of me, and I told my mother these words. I said, Mama, you can stop crying, because God didn't tell me I was going to die.
All right now.
Listen to me carefully. Hadn't been to church. Didn't know about the healing touch of Jesus Christ. Didn't know about any of that. But I refused to accept the report of what the doctor said.
Ooh.
As a child, I refused his report. And I told my mother, I said, Mama, I'm going to live past 18. And God didn't bless me to see 18, I don't know how many times, since then. Because Jesus said it eloquently in Matthew chapter 12, verses 35 through 37. He said, a good tree bringeth forth good fruit. Good fruit means that no matter how much somebody gets on my nerve, I'm not cursing them. I'm not saying something evil against them. I'll tell them about their evil, but I'm not going to speak evil on them for the evil they rendered to me. Because here's one thing you got to understand. Whatever evil I do to you, it's coming back to me.
Coming back.
And watch this, more than what I put out.
Mm.
What evil you do to me is coming back more than what you put out. And you think because God has not gave you the recompense for your actions yet, you've gotten away with it. Well, the only way you can get away with it in your little minute mind is to think this. Well, I just asked God to forgive me because all have sinned and come short. Don't work like that, sister. Don't work like that, brother. When you've done wrong to somebody, you got to go to them.
Go to them.
That's right. You got to go to them and ask them verbally. And watch this. It's not the words that you're saying that's going to count. It's the vibrational factor and the feeling behind the words.
Amen. We can say anything with the mouth. Jesus even said, you draw nigh with your mouth, but your heart.
He said it.
It's far from
you me. Draw nigh to me with your lips. But the vibration and the essence and feeling of who you are, I don't feel that.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that from you. I'm not getting that from you. When Jesus was between the two thieves, and one of them, vibrational factor, said, you're the Son of God, why don't you save us and yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't say a word to him. But see, when your heart is right, somebody gonna step up to the plate to validate.
Come on.
What is right. That goes for preacher, that goes for pastor, that goes for leader. When something is out of pocket, you're not going to go along to get along.
Say it, Bishop.
You're going to stand right. You're not going to make an excuse for the wrong you've done to justify why everybody else is following your footsteps too. No, if you've done wrong, you'll admit you're wrong. Even when Levi, Matthew, was collecting taxes, when he saw Jesus, he said, if I've done any man wrong, I'll give back sevenfold. Why, Matthew? Because I want to be right. When you want to be right, you're not going to make an excuse for your wrong. You're not going to do that. You're going to admit you're wrong, get up and dust yourself off, and don't be found in that place again.
That's right.
But if you don't understand the validation of words, this is why your little children are online being taken advantage of by sexual predators. Texting them.
Yes.
Sexting them.
Come on, preacher.
Showing private body parts while you got your phone. They done learned how to do things that you don't know. This is the reason why we, as an older generation, must reinvest back in our younger generation.
And we love to talk about how bad they are, but what are we doing to encourage them? If the whole, you know, our generation will help, the past generation, Bishop, wouldn't been as bad. But God already said it, you know. The word even said it's going to get weaker and wiser. And they are wise and sure enough weak.
And it's not limited to people who you thought were exempt. Because one while we thought that the preacher was exempt from being a pedophile.
We thought
that the police were exempt from being pedophiles. We thought that the senators and the politicians were exempt from being the very ones that were saying, say no to drugs, were the biggest pushers of it. Y'all ain't heard what I said.
Woo, so true.
While they were mandating, saying just say no to drugs, all type of drugs were being infiltrated into our governmental system.
How many of them said you don't commit the adultery and were full of it?
Well,
we
found that out when we first got married,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, Lord. We saw a lot of things.
That's 36 years ago. But it has increased.
Even more.
Even more. Mm-hmm. It has increased even more. It has increased even more. I just seen where there was this police chief, a sheriff, something like that. And I thank God for these auditors. They're called First Amendment and Second Amendment auditors. And what they do is they go around holding people to levels of accountability for the job that they were doing. And so one of these First Amendment, Second Amendment auditors posed himself on social media as a little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he posed himself as a little boy because he had heard about this predator that was a police chief. And when he found out that this predator was a police chief, he just started talking to him. And next thing you know, the police chief started talking irrational talk to him.
Right.
And he started talking to him, talking about, yeah, how old are you? And he was supposed to have been a younger person.
Right.
Long story short, he sets it up where the police chief is going to meet him at a mall.
All right.
And he told the police chief that I'm only 14. And the police chief is telling the little boy, well, I like stuff like hugging and kissing and have you ever done that? And I mean, all of this is being texted, and the young man got a doll.
Jesus.
That's the reason why we want to let you know your sin's going to find you out.
God going to expose him, reveal him.
And Lady Townsend, this wasn't a preacher that exposed him. This wasn't a pastor. This was not a leader. This was a person. See, God will use anything, and he'll use everything, because we're in that time right now. This was what we call a First Amendment, Second Amendment auditor. And you know what? A lot of times they go around holding policemen accountable. They hold lawyers accountable. They hold a lot of people accountable for the services that they do. And so that's what happens is he was holding this police chief accountable. And so what he did was he got with some more people and some camera folks. And the police chief was sitting there waiting for the kid to come.
Yeah.
And when he came there, he said, hey, how you doing, sir? Oh, how you doing? He said, aren't you chief so-and-so, so-and-so? He said, yes, I am. He says, I'm the little kid you thought that you was talking to.
Oh, my God.
He said, you nasty, sir. You are filthy.
Busted.
You're not worthy to be, amen, what you talk about, a person serving and protecting our people. I'm the little boy that you talking about you want to hug and kiss with your nasty self.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
Not a man professing to be godly, not a man professing to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But see, God, since the preachers won't do it, God got to get somebody else that'll do it.
And we'll do it and do it faithfully.
Since the apostles won't do it because all they talking about is more money and more houses.
Money.
Since the bishops won't do it, he's got to get somebody else to do it. Not since the prophetesses, they don't want to do it because all they want to talk about is more money coming your way and things to hype you up. So God got to reach outside the church and use folks out in the world to do what the church is supposed to be doing.
But they don't have time. They because
we're afraid.
Mission.
We're afraid. We're afraid to dress. Well, Bishop, this is supposed to be about love. That was love when he busted him.
And so it's love because it kept that child from being abused.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got to teach our little babies. I don't care if it's Uncle Fred. I don't care if it's Grandpapa. If it's grandmama, if it's mama, whoever it is, we got to teach our children. If it's at school, if it's their little brothers or little sister, we got to teach our children. Our children are being turned over to the perversion at an alarming rate.
At an alarming rate. Yes, yes, yes.
And we scared to talk about it.
But it's our, you know, the buck's on us. We supposed to, the church is supposed to be. But when the church is filled with, traded with so much mess, Bishop, how can we reach out and help them?
You know. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I think phone calls are still being forwarded, so I gotta change something here. Let me change something here. Let me do something here. Okay. Somebody trying to call in already. We didn't work some nerves already.
Well, the truth is the truth.
We didn't work some it's nerves happening. Already, so.
We,
hey, man.
We got to take care of our children.
We do, because I'm here to tell you, my mother, bless her whole, she's going to be with the Lord now.
Oh, yes.
But when she first came to Chicago from Mississippi, Tennessee, she went to live with some of our relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And, she would stay with some of our cousins. And at that time, our cousin was a Church of God in Christ pastor of a church. And he's dead and gone, too. And she said later on how cousin was.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that when she went to stay with her aunt, that the aunt's husband tried to get into bed with her. Now, he's a pastor.
Come on now.
Church of God in Christ pastor. Jumping, shouting, speaking in tongue, but he was slipping around smoking, you know, behind the people's back. He didn't want to let them know he was smoking. But anyway, he tried to get into bed with her. Now, mama didn't want to tell his wife because she was kind of shamed at the time. But she got him right. She got him straight. And once she got him straight, then things worked out good for her. But then next thing you know, he molested one of my cousins who didn't know anything about it, about him doing her like that. And this went on. And this went on for a long time until it caused her to become promiscuous at an early age.
Yes.
Caused her to get out there and become sexually active at an early age because granddaddy had raped her and molested her and she was scared to tell. So y'all got to understand that these things are happening. And what, unless
your mom said that someone messed.
No. She came and told mama later.
Oh, she came later.
She came.
Because many people can, you know, I'm saying that to say this, Bishop. Many women, we know people, even from a little girl, that the daughter was being incested by her father.
Uh-huh.
And the mothers know these things. And yet they keep quiet.
Yes.
That's so disturbing.
Yes, it is.
And that's just saying, Lord, you know, how many know that these things happening? And,
yes,
and the excuse
yes.
were, well, we didn't have nowhere to go. Man.
Hey, Lady Townsend, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to open up the phone line talking about this. Because, again, there's a lot of people out there hurt that were raped, that were molested at early ages. And you know what? A lot of, and not only that, it's happening to our children.
Children today.
And the children don't have voices. Now, everybody's in an uproar, and rightfully so, about the little children that are being murdered. But what about the little children that are being ravished and raped? We send them to church. And even in the group where the teachers are supposed to be teaching them, somebody's being molested. Somebody's
exactly.
being raped. We send them to the Boy Scouts, and somebody's being raped. Somebody's being molested. We send them to daycare. And some little child is being raped or taken advantage of by some older person.
And Bishop, and when they get older, they act out on these things. And we still got a generation that just messed up because
yes,
nobody was able there to help them or
yes.
them to, you know, tell somebody to help them to get delivered. Then they started acting out on other kids. And this generational curses just keep on going on and on and on.
They do. Hey, look, y'all, we're going to take a break. When we come back, if you'd like to call in, the number will be 318-484-2500. Okay? If you'd like to call in, 318-484-2500. Yes, we're living in some terrible times, but we, the church, have a responsibility to stand up Watch this. Sound that alarm.
Yes,
lift up your voice
like a trumpet,
yes, and begin to educate our younger children once again to what, watch this, not what the church expects of them, what God expects of them.
Hallelujah.
This is KAYT KQJO. You're tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. We will be right back after this.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a step.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Redcom Entertainment and Platinum Entertainment presents the world's greatest gospel concert, starring the Canton Spirituals. That's right, the Canton Spirituals. Also, C.C. Williams and the Spiritual QCs. Keeping the legacy alive, yes, that's the son of the great Lee Williams. And special guest, Neil Roberson. You don't want to miss this one. Live in Pineville at Zion Hill Church Family, Sunday, September 11th. For ticket information, 901-707-1029. Or Redcom Entertainment. The Canton Spirituals, C.C. Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and also special guest Bishop Neil Roberson. Special upfront seats are available, 318-792-6736. Performing live in Pineville at Zion Hill Church Family, Sunday, September 11th, the Canton Spirituals, C.C. Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and also special guest Bishop Neil Roberson. It's time to praise. Sponsored by Snatch Bay Aesthetics.
Another proud sponsor of this station.
Best of the Best Quartet presents I'm Bigger Than Cancer Benefit Program for Brother Darrell Hobdy. Saturday, August 27th at 5 p.m. at the Morningstar Baptist Church, 306 Martin Luther King Jr. Drive in Winfield. There'll be many quartet groups in attendance, and you're invited to participate. Saturday, August 27th at 5 p.m. at the Morningstar Baptist Church. Reverend Maurice Weston is the pastor. I'm Bigger Than Cancer Benefit Program for Brother Darrell Hoffman. All proceeds will be given to Brother Darrell to aid in his fight with colon cancer. Thank you for your prayers and support during this journey. Miracle Productions presents An Evening of Revival and Songs, featuring Pastor Andrew Cheers and the Gospel Songbird.
I sing a little. Jesus got his arms all around me. It's the world.
Saturday, July 30th at 6 p.m. at the Greater Hope Baptist Church, 4355 Greenwood Road in Shreveport. Also featuring Pastor Green and the Visionaires, Deacon Tony Taylor and the Greater Starlight Singer, Pastor Dwight Robinson and Truth, along with Pastor Larry Brooks and the New Zion Travelers. Admission is $10 at the door only.
Children 6 to 12, $5.
For more information, Minister Jerome Collins, 318-299-0338. An Evening of Revival and Songs with Pastor Andrew Cheers and the Gospel Songbirds. Saturday, July 30th at the Greater Hope Baptist Church,
Miracle Productions is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
And we're back. If you just tuned in, this is Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, where we are constantly revolutionizing the gospel, getting better and better in the things of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you just tuned in, we've been speaking about the importance of words, how important words are. As a matter of fact, this is how our children are subdued. This is how they are taken advantage of, the words of older people, because their little tender minds have not yet learned how to decipher those that genuinely care about them. Many of them have been told that if you tell, I'm going to kill your mama, I'm going to kill your daddy, and I'm going to kill, and it's going to make them very sad, so you better not tell nobody. This is going to be our little secret. You understand? But I had sons growing up, and I told my sons the same thing applies. If anybody tries to do anything to you, you tell daddy and you tell mama about it, because I don't care what they say, they're not going to do anything to you. Caller, this is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are, what your comment, or what your prayer might be?
Yes, sir, Bishop Townsend. This is Cornelius White from Alexandria, and I just want to give a little witness and testimony. The same thing that you were talking about happened to me when I was a child, whether it was a teacher, preacher, or another child. I'm not going to go into all of that.
Uh-huh.
But essentially the same thing of what you're talking about today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this. It's called the Lives of TikTok. They've gone online and telling what they're doing to those kids, and they tell, look, don't tell your mama and daddy, we're trying to change you from a male to a female, or girl to a boy, or boy to a girl.
No,
so,
sir.
Yes, sir, they're just doing it now out in the open. They're not ashamed of it. And people just need to know. Our kids on these social media sites, if you're not watching them, and they can get, like you said, they can get into anything and everything. And but I'm so glad you had this, because like I said, if people go to Lives of TikTok, you'll see these teachers and stuff like that saying what they're doing to their students and stuff, and telling them, oh, don't tell mommy and daddy, that this is our little secret, just like you were saying.
Yeah.
Or either they'll threaten to kill them and stuff like that to keep you quiet. But I'm going to show you something. My parents never did know this while they were alive. But you act out situations.
That's right. I was just about to ask you that, because I was going to say, Brother Kanis, how did that affect you growing up with that little dirty secret?
You act out different things. And so they were wondering what was wrong. Why am I acting?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so you beat the devil out of me. And literally, that's the truth. And sometimes you got to beat the devil out of the little child, not to hurt him, you know, not breaking arms or nothing like that, or using cigarettes, because people say that. But no, you use a whip or a strap, you know.
So,
and I just thank my parents for doing that, because that wasn't abuse. That wasn't no child abuse. But what happened to me prior to that was child abuse.
But you never got a chance to tell your parents you had endured. And as you said earlier, that you began to act out little things, and they thought that they could beat it out. But see, it was a spiritual thing that happened. And when it's a spiritual thing, it can't be beat out, because it's spirit. And so anytime that anybody does something of a spiritual nature, and I'm willing to guarantee you, even though you said they beat you, there probably were still times where you were battling with that thing, because it had not been properly addressed on a spiritual nature. And until it's addressed on a spiritual nature, that demon, he just hides in the dark. And every now and then, he tries to surface his head when circumstances in our life get a little overwhelming, when we feel lonely, we feel nobody understands. Then that feeling, the need to act out, because we can't act it back out on the person that done it to us.
Right.
You're right about that. You know, people with similar like matters that happened to them, Bishop, and they were fine and recognized another spirit in somebody else, and they began to, you know, see that spirit in them, and they know they've been abused. Amen. Mm-hmm. Spirits know spirits.
Right.
And they began to, you know, act out. And, you know, that's whether it's a girl to girl or boy to boy, whatever it is, you know, kids begin to be permissive and just allow everything. The grandmama tell you, old fast girl. No, granddaddy molested her. Granddaddy was doing things he shouldn't have done to her. She's not fast, you know.
I grew up in the church, and some of the boys in the church told me they used to take the girls down in the basement. And not only that, this is the reason why I tell you it's a spiritual thing too, Brother Cornelius, because when it comes even to deliverance, deliverance must be wholeheartedly real, and I'll tell you why. We came from the Apostolic Pentecostal Holy Ghost tongue-talking church. And the church that I went to, there were a lot of young men that were involved in homosexuality. They stood up and they talked about how, you know, God had delivered. And some of them never confessed homosexuality. But you know what? The residue is there.
Yes.
When I say the residue, I'm talking about the effeminate look. See, you ain't got to be effeminate now. There's to see that demon operates two ways. There's a masculine side of that demon, and then there's the effeminate side of that demon. And the effeminate side has them switching or acting feminine, batting their eyes and this, that, and the other. And there were several of the young men that were going to the church, and one of them became a minister, and he was a preacher, and then he started pastoring a church and began to get a nice little following. And one thing, and I thank God for discernment, because, like I said before, I don't get immersed in a person's outward. That's never been my MO. Lord, let me see their soul. I want to see their soul, because if I see their soul, I'll know how to properly minister to them. Okay? That's why the Bible says man looks on the outward.
Yes.
But I want to be like God. I want to look on the inside and to see the hurt and the shame and the ridicule. And so a lot of these men put on the good show that they were saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost only for this pastor to send his wife on vacation. And so a lot of time what happened is they think because they get away with stuff for so long,
yes,
they done got away with it. Sent his wife on vacation, and she was supposed to have been gone 2 weeks overseas. She came back unexpectedly, Brother Cornelius. And when she came back unexpectedly, she came back home. And when she came back home, she found him in bed with another man.
Oh, boy.
That's what I'm telling you. This thing ain't natural. It's spiritual. And if this thing ain't really addressed, see, you can address it emotionally. You can jump and shout and go through all of the theatrics. But Satan know where you really at. And this is the reason why we have this type of broadcast, to help brothers and sisters know Satan knows where we really are. We can hide from pastor. We can hide from mama. We can hide from daddy. But you can't hide from the devil. He knows who real and not. That's the reason why he beat the seven sons of Sceva up, because he knew where they really were.
Yeah.
They knew where they really were. They just thought nobody else knew where they were, and they thought that they could get away with it. But see, Satan gonna set you out there.
Yep. He said, Paul I know, Jesus I know. But who are you?
That's what he said.
That's the word.
Look, I wanted to say one more thing. I was on Meals on Wheels, and now I can drive now, so they put me on where I go to the Bolton Avenue Community Center to eat and everything. And it was so much of a blessing, because I thought getting off of Meals on Wheels would be bad. But I'm glad to go over there and talk to those people over there and meet with them Monday through Friday.
That's good.
And we talk a lot of time. I'm the youngest one there. I'm in my 60s. Most of these people in their 80s, 90s.
That's a blessing.
I'm the youngster in the bunch.
Yeah, the baby of the group.
Baby of the group. But, you know, Minister Mildred, I think this has helped out a lot of people. Like I said, I hope y'all go to Lives of TikTok and see what these people are saying. These are teachers and maybe even preachers and stuff like that, what they're doing to children, exactly what you're describing. Mm. But like I said, when you're a child and these people threaten you and stuff,
yes,
and they're going to kill your mom or daddy, or you need to keep this quiet. And it could be a relative. It doesn't have to be a friend of the family or anything.
That's right.
Or it could be another child that was trained like that.
That's right.
Because children can be trained like that.
That's
too,
right. That's right.
To do things like that.
That's right.
But anyway, I know somebody else probably wants to get on the line, but you got to turn your life over to Christ. And that's what you're saying, being a spiritual battle,
yes,
not so much a physical battle. as it is a spiritual battle. But I'm telling you, my parents delivered me. And I want to say one more thing before we get off the air. When I was going to school, of course, there was segregation. Mm-hmm. We had the prayer, the pledge, the Negro National Anthem, and then the National Anthem. Of course, the white folks had just the prayer and the pledge and the National Anthem. But once the Supreme Court took out the Bible, the Ten Commandments, prayer and everything, I believe the devil stepped right in. And then, of course, it came with abortion right after that, killing babies and stuff. There's nothing that God hates more than messing with children. You can read that in the Bible. And killing babies is just wrong.
Yes, that's right.
But the Supreme Court is reversing that. Maybe
we ain't going to get into the politics of it now. We ain't going to get into the politics.
No, it's not about politics. Maybe if we reverse things, we'll turn back to God.
That's
what I'm trying to do. Not about politics.
Yeah.
About turning to God. Wake up, America, not be woke, America.
Yes, Lord. Well, we thank and praise God for what's going on.
Amen.
Listen, if you'd like to call in, 318-484-2500, we've got to start investing back in our children. We're losing a generation for the lack of regeneration as things are unfolding around us each and every day.
And we can't expect much from them, and we are messy.
That's right. That's right. Hello, caller. This is Moments of Inspiration. You're on the air. Can you tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
This is Thomas Ballett.
Yes.
Lake Charles.
Yes, Thomas. What can we do for you today?
I was listening to your program, and, you know, and we talk about children being threatened, but then you got to watch out for children that's being given gifts. Sometimes a gift will keep a child mouth closed.
Yes, sir.
That's true.
That's right.
That's pay money.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, some parents been overly nice and kind to the child, you know, and talking about, well, you my baby.
Uh-huh.
My baby, and doing everything that you can to the child.
That's it.
And then the child going to say, well, I'm protecting you now. It's not that I'm protecting my parents. I'm protecting you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and abuse is abuse. I don't care who does it.
That's right, sir. That's right.
Who does it?
I used to tell my wife years ago that because it was very prevalent among men, women were getting off of the you know, they were they weren't being seen. But there were just as many women.
That's true.
Out there molesting little girls.
Yeah, nine.
It was happening in the gymnasium. It was happening on the swim teams. It was happening in the Girl Scouts. It was happening at the nuns and the convents. It was just happening on every level. And the sad part about it is we, the church, ain't got enough sense of discernment to see that, like the brother just called in and said he was acting strange and his parents sought to beat it out of him.
Mm-hmm.
When things like that, when something is sown in your flesh, it can't be beat out. It's got to be delivered out through the word of God. And Jesus even said, this kind come out but by prayer and fasting. There's certain things that ain't going to be delivered. Because I told you earlier.
We're not saying that they're not supposed to discipline.
No.
But they're not, you know, the beating itself only makes it worse.
But
Amen.
Here's the question. They're beating you, but what are they beating you for?
Like, it's your fault. That stuff was,
you're acting out of way. You know, and that's the reason why, as parents, we have to seek out why our children are acting a certain way.
We now sit down with them and drill them in that sense.
And brother, sometimes as a parent, we need to shut our mouths and open our ears.
Come on, brother.
Trying to tell us something.
Come on,
and won't even listen.
And quit trying to judge them.
Come on.
Look at you. You ought to know better.
Yes.
And then we say no better, but the people that are doing it is a person of authority, a pastor.
And
that's what people we're told to respect. Respect those. Do like they say. Do like they say. Listen to the pastor. Listen to your teacher. And when you do that, that takes the parent out of it because, you know, back in the day they had a saying, don't call a grown person a lie as kids.
Look.
Don't call a grown person a lie.
I'm out of time. I got to go, but I thank you for your comment.
Amen.
Thank you. You're a first-time caller. Listen, don't stop calling in from Lake Charles, okay?
Yes, sir. I sure won't.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. All right. Lady Townsend, we've got about 30 seconds. Would you like to close out in prayer or anything you'd like to share? Yeah, time is gone.
Oh,
it's gone.
Lord, it's I'm gone. Thinking ready to go to another.
It's gone. It's
Amen.
Over.
Praise God. But nevertheless, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for this broadcast, God, that you would touch the hearts of those that heard this broadcast and those that are struggling in secret.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy on them. Help them to be able to talk to somebody that they can trust, Lord, so that this won't be repeated over and over and over again in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy on our society. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God bless you.
Amen. Jesus. Hey, listen, we'll be back again next week with Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints. Keep it locked in here. More great gospel music and ministries headed your way.